All right, it is June 14th, 2021 at 6:48 a.m. and I'm en route to work. I'm teaching summer school this summer. And it's a 6-week session because these kids have greater needs than others. And pay hasn't gone up for summer session work since 2004. So I'm making less than half I would make in California had I stayed there. And what I want to report. No, I don't have much of an inspired message, except that it appears that the trauma on my heart and on my circulatory system has lightened a bit, but at the same time, it appears that my recourse to spirit and my ability to evict her, or to call upon spirit to help me to evict her, this negative etheric presence is anchored in me. It seems more permanent than ever. She's playing by the rules in many ways. You know, she causes damage to my heart off and on, you know, and she just rips etheric energy from my chest. I'll just feel rumblings in there, and just energy is being lifted up out of my brachial plexus. That happens a few times a day. Just getting her fix, her hit. And I'm left as a, you know, in many ways, as a two-dimensional hollow man. And this is partly what I asked for. You know, this part of me that says, well, you know, I would like to have a relationship with a girl on an etheric level. And this is probably the only girl I'll ever meet with whom it is possible, even remotely, to have a relationship with of this nature. And it's not even safe to be the full God-man that I should be. So I kind of think sometimes, oh well, you know, oh well, I'll go ahead and do it. The thing is, I mean, I'll go ahead and not fight back as long as I'm not going to die too soon. But there's many downsides to having her in me. One is, she bars any enlightenment, any potential for a lasting relationship with God. She'll forever be the bouncer, the prison guard, keeping me from higher potential. And she does damage my heart. You know, it's not as much as it was, but there's a wear and tear on it, causing not just flutterings, but heavy thuds and offbeats and other things. Also, I go hours and hours at a time, whenever she chooses to, of being just mired and uninspired and unproductive in the middle of the day, in the beginning of the day, at, you know, she has got nothing better. If I get up at 4 a.m., what's the point? Because she's got nothing better to do at 7 a.m. her time but to fuck with me and to limit my brain's ability to contemplate and to be deeply resonant with spirit. I feel like I'm losing that access even for my brain to function that way. Also, I spend probably 2 hours a day more in bed than I, you know, with her in my chest, in my heart, than I would have to otherwise. That is, my days are far less productive, not just during my waking hours, but how much time I need to sleep. And that's because she's draining me. And the thing is, her father did call my mom. I mean, I'm not 100% sure of it, but I'm 99% sure of it. Saying that, you know, this relationship will never, he'll never accept it, that they'll be talking again. He's sure of that, you know, he and my mom. Because his daughter was adamant that she would be with me. This is before I kicked her out, before she descended into me. So her father, her family are not down with this relationship at all. And I never had sex with her. I never even touched her body. I touched her elbow, you know, her forearm a half dozen times on purpose, just like brushing. You know, there was... And there's just, and even if she were to want to come here and have sex with me and have a child, I don't think she does. I think she's with another guy off and on. And I don't think she's got any intention. I don't think it's possible to consummate a relationship with me because of the negative anchor in me. There's no way for it to be bridged with the body. At this point, it is entirely negatively oriented. That's what I believe. And so the thought of progeny with an appropriately advanced woman on the subtle level, I don't think will ever happen. If anything, she'll come here just to kill me so she can have her spirit free. And what are some other downsides? I will live forever in fear. I mean, I can't do anything to solidify my relationship with my mom in terms of support. Nothing. I can't go to California because... I'll be attacked etherically by this girl. And I'll be popping trazodone pills and undergoing tremendous strain when I'm there. And it is not fair. It is not right for me to be limited like that. I can't even see my mom. I can't protect my mom. That's fucked. Also, the world that I set up here, you know, when this girl turns 18 and she's able to take a vacation in Hawaii, you know, come here on her own, and if she wants to kill me and wants to fuck with me, I imagine she'll come here and attempt to do that. I want to be clear of her. I've got a window of time now where she's not here in person. And so I'll never be free here and never be safe here. I'll never be free or safe in this world while this negative anchor is in me. I am wounded and I am victimized on a moment-to-moment basis by her. And then in terms of rights, yeah, she maybe wanted me in a positive way in the beginning, but she should have known that I was not ready for her, and I had every right to kick her out. Because I had not consummated the relationship with Spirit. And so what have I give, what has she given to me that grants her perpetual privilege to kill me and to harm me and to molest me spiritually every day? What gives her that right? I really don't think she has it. I never had sex with her. She never bore my child, and she's never been intellectually clear with me. And at this point, this whole time, it's been about power and dominance. And why should I be her little dickless slave? Her gimp. You know, am I made to be this 16-year-old girl's sexual, emasculated, spiritual plaything to just undermine and fuck with every day? Is that all I am? Is that really all I am? All I was meant to be? All I have a right to be? I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I don't like that. I balk at that. I resent that. I would like to correct that if that's God's understanding. So, yeah, I just felt that way last night and waking up this morning. It's not right. She gave her body to someone else. I believe she's giving her body to someone now. She may be. I think she's getting real comfortable in the controlled and energetic suction relationship. That's a constant source of a constant antagonism to me. I have a right to be free and not to be subjugated to this girl's machinations and perpetual anger. Look, she fucked someone else. She's given herself to someone else, and I was not an appropriate mate for her. I feel really out of it these days. I feel insipid, uninspired, drained, visionless. And I do feel that my brain, the capacity of my brain to generate healing, deep, powerful messages for the world, that is being undermined in a big way right now. So, I don't know what I'm going to do about the fasting. It's hard to fast when you're working full time. I guess I can if I want it badly enough. I'm considering maybe 2 days fasting, one day not, until I drop. I'm back up to 206. I was 208 yesterday morning, and then now I'm 205.9. But I got down to 195 something not that long ago. This is, of course, after a fast on the following morning. But there's no reason, if I care enough, that I can't drop down to the 180, 179 that I was 20 years ago. I think back in 2000, 2001, I was that weight. I was that weight also back in 1994. Yeah, I was under 180 briefly. And then low 180s frequently. So how do I generate escape velocity? I'm not sure. And again, I feel like my access to a whole body spiritual cleanse is diminishing. You know, God's capable of miracles, but I've been here before, and I think this girl's stronger than me in some ways, you know, but I need to work harder, and I'm not gonna just let her status of perpetual dominance and destructive and exhausting influence on me. I can't let that stand. You know, even if I'm like a chihuahua biting at her ankles, I'm gonna bite her, even if it means my death. I have to. This is intolerable. This is not right. It's better than dying, I guess, but I have to see if there's a way to break free from her. So, anyways, wish me luck on fasting today. You know, fasting, you take just hour by hour. I mean, she didn't even bother to give me much hunger pangs today. Maybe she doesn't, she's not worried about it. It's like God's given her the reins. I feel like on a deep level, God's given her my body and has kind of thrown away the key in a way. I think I'm on the edge of that being the case. The contest over my body is almost over. It's very sad. Yeah, she must be with her boyfriend because I don't feel any antagonism or anything right now. And she just thinks she can exhaust me and fuck with me while having her body satisfied by another person. And all this time, I've never gotten any confirmation, any honest communication from her. Just this secret etheric thing that might have been a scheme to dominate me from the beginning, and she's being sexually satisfied by someone else. So, you know, no, I'm not okay with this, any of it. I've learned, and I've written, and I want to move on. And my mom's getting, I need to help, be able to help my mom, and that's it, over and out. Oh yeah, and I want to be able to to build an EMF shielded room again with paints and, you know, non-metallic materials. And I want to be able to wax spiritually again, because right now that's not happening. I don't know where the fuck I am. It's a no man's land. Definitely a land of the hollow man. Not a place to spend much time at if you can avoid it. And that's it for now. Over and out. And what did I say? June 14th, 7:06 a.m., 2021. Over and out.